Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho, Doctor! Week 3 in the NFL. Of course, wraps up tonight. Got a good one, Jones. Ravens-Lions tonight.
Oh, yeah!
Woo! Could be a Super Bowl preview, potentially. But the loser's going to fall to 1-2. So there's also that.
Going to be tough.
All right, but we had a full slate of games yesterday. Let's start with one of the Patriots division opponents. The New York Football Jets looking for their first win of the season, taking on the undefeated Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, what happened?
Well, this game was all Bucs. Then the Jets came storming back. Jets had a lead. Aaron Glenn had a very excitable dance down the sideline.
Might be the most memeable coach in the NFL today.
Oh,
he might
great.
Be. Yeah.
However, too much time for Baker Mayfield. Yeah. They marched the field all the way down, lined up for this.
For the win. McLaughlin's kick is right down the middle.
29-27, Bucs beat the Jets, so you have a 3-0 Tampa team, an 0-3 New York Jets team. Baker Mayfield and the Bucs have been trailing in the fourth quarter in all three games, and he has orchestrated comeback wins all three times. They're calling him two-minute Mayfield.
I saw you tweeting about this yesterday, too.
I don't know how I feel about that if I'm Baker Mayfield. I mean, for me, I'd be like, hell yeah. Yeah, definitely 2 minutes.
Yeah,
definitely done.
Not any shorter than that.
No 2 minutes,
Mayfield.
Always.
That's me.
I'm your guy. You need 2 minutes. But he's an MVP candidate, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
The team is rolling.
We both had the Bucs in the Super Bowl
prior
to the year.
They may never lose again.
They might have to pull a lot of
these Mercury out. Morris, you might want to keep an eyes on the tip of a Bucs.
Mike Evans left the game early. Another hamstring issue, so he's probably out. They're supposed to get Godwin back.
Yep.
By the way, Terps survived in the Survivor Pool. Me and you both survived in the Survivor. We all took the Bucs.
Is there an update on the other two guys? Maybe later.
Maybe when we get to their games, we'll get to Billy. Billy and Nick's games coming up.
Let's take a look at that. Yeah. What about an AFC West showdown between the Broncos and the Chargers?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what. You had ourselves another close game.
Got it. 23-20. Zeros on the clock. It's over.
Walk off for the Chargers.
Dicker the kicker.
Walk off. Yeah. Dicker the kicker comes through.
Bo Nix stinks.
Stop it. Take it back right now.
Bo picks.
Bo Nix is a winner.
He didn't throw a pick in this game, though.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's
Bo Nix.
That's how we refer to him.
He threw a touchdown. He did not throw a pick. All he throws to is Cortland Sutton because he's the only guy that's worth a damn there in Denver. They had a fourth quarter lead, unfortunately. Justin Herbert was too good.
Yeah.
Herbert, against the best defense in the league, had 300 yards passing, had a touchdown, and obviously that final possession of the Chargers, 3-0.
Yeah, Herbert looks great. They lose Najee Harris yesterday. I think it's an Achilles. Another Achilles?
Oh, boy.
He had to get carted off. A lot of bad injuries yesterday throughout the league. That was one of them.
We might have the biggest surprise team of the early season. Mm-hmm. The Indianapolis Colts were on the road taking on the Tennessee Titans.
Second and goal. They go to him again. He goes to his right, bounces to the edge, trying to get to the goal line. He is in. He kept his feet moving. It's a 2-yard touchdown plunge by Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor, 17 carries, 102 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. The Colts blow out the Titans 41-20. Another battle where you have Indianapolis improving to 3-0, Tennessee falling to 0-3.
So, Taylor, is that what they called him in that clip?
He didn't even say 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, wake up.
I think it was his second touchdown run was phenomenal.
Yeah,
he was
like
running out of tackles, running over people and running through people and outrunning people. So he looks awesome. I was wrong about this. I thought the Titans – I've been wrong about the Titans.
Yeah, you might be – you know what? You meant to pick the Colts.
I thought the Colts were ripe for getting picked off yesterday in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yep.
Incorrect. But Jonathan Taylor,
Thomas? Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
He looks like he might be, you know, the best back in football. Better than Saquon, better than Derrick Henry.
The GOAT?
I mean, right now he's having the best season at any back.
On the Titans, I saw, don't know how true it is, Joey Sly is responsible for 30 of their 37 points.
And he missed,
sounds about right.
He missed two kicks yesterday.
The Sly guy.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have helped him. Those two kicks wouldn't have helped in that game. What about the other two teams in the AFC South, the Texans and the Jaguars?
What happened?
A secondary bust, and you give Jacksonville their biggest play of the game.
ETN, and he's in for the Jacksonville touchdown.
Jaguars would beat the Texans 17-10, so Houston also falls to 0-3. Jacksonville improves to 2-1. Etienne had the touchdown in a losing effort. Nico Collins over 100 yards and a score.
Yeah, you know I'm a Liam Cohen guy, but I'm also a Texans guy.
Collins all fired up after the game.
Falling to 0-3.
Yeah.
That Jaguars team could easily be 3-0. If you were going against Travis Etienne like I was yesterday in fantasy and they just let him walk in for a touchdown.
Brutal.
Not a great moment for my remote, I can tell you. Yeah.
Not a great moment for survivor pools with the Green Bay Packers, who looked unbeatable through the first 2 weeks, on the road in the dog pound against the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, what happened?
Here's another game this weekend that came down to a last second field goal.
Good snap. Good hold. The kick is on the way. The kick is good. The kick is good. And Andre Schmidt from 55.
Watch your profanity. Yeah, the Browns beat the Packers 13-10. Rookie running back Quinshon Judkins, 94 yards and a touchdown. Jordan Love threw a touchdown but was held to under 200 yards passing. And the Browns get their first win of the year. Green Bay suffers their first loss.
So we got a lot of, you know, walk-off wins, games changing in the final 3 minutes yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I think there were seven of them.
Woo!
We also had like a million block kicks. This game had one of them. There were so many of those yesterday. It was a wild, wild, wild day.
All right. What about Sunday Night Football? Chiefs and Giants.
What happened?
This was a snore. This was an absolute snore of a game. Should not have been in primetime.
Like he was going to lose the ball, had to stop and able to grab it, get inside that Giants defense, and put the Chiefs up 13.
Yikes.
Like Ant-Man.
Watch your profanity.
Go anywhere he wants. Chiefs get their first win of the year, 22-9 over the Giants. It's been making the rounds. I saw Michael Hurley posted this. It was first and goal for the Giants. Russell Wilson had four straight attempts where it was like threw the ball into like the crowd,
out of the end zone.
Took a sack, threw the ball through the uprights, just a horrible sequence of how to play quarterback.
Oh, they've completely turned on him and Daboll, which Daboll they might have already turned on. Russ Wilson just threw for 450 last week.
They hate him. They want Dart. they want Dart.
They want Jackson Dart. Tyquan Thornton
did have a touchdown. Yeah, 71 yards and a touchdown.
Okay. And Mahomes missed him on another one that was like wide open up the right sideline. And Thornton dropped a play. Then they came back to him on the next play, set up that Kareem Hunt touchdown. Like,
woo.
I don't miss him here, but I will acknowledge he's making some plays in Kansas City.
Yeah, and Kansas City's first win of the year. We mentioned the Giants, another one of these 0-3 teams. All right, what about a couple of teams that had to go to their backup quarterbacks this week? The Vikings and the Bengals.
What happened?
Well, it was better for the Vikings.
That's Fant.
Lost the football. It's Rodgers again, off and running. Oh, my goodness. He runs it back for a second touchdown today.
This is one of the best plays you are going to see.
Okay. Vikings blow out the Bengals 48-10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they didn't even score in the fourth quarter. Carson Wentz threw a couple of touchdowns. The defense of the Vikings had a couple of touchdowns. Jordan Mason, of course, no Aaron Jones. He's on IR. 16 carries, 116 yards, and two scores. Jake Browning and the Bengals couldn't really generate anything. So both Cincinnati and Minnesota now 2-1.
Yeah. I mean, look, we talked about the Joe Burrow injury, and does that open up the door for the Patriots? It might if the Patriots could actually stop turning it over and stop picking up penalties and actually beating these trash teams. But yeah, Cincinnati looked a lot different.
What about the Commanders and the Raiders?
Hey, what happened?
Chris Moore in motion, straight ahead run. And tough yard still on his feet. Jeremy McNichols. I don't think they're going to get him. And he is in for the Washington touchdown.
That was one of the best plays of the weekend. He looked like he was all clogged up. There was like a bunch of tacklers around him. He got out of it. And then just as Chris Myers was like, they're not going to get him. Like a guy like touched his back, basically. Like they almost did get him.
Well.
But he got in the end zone. They beat the Raiders 41-24. So despite three touchdown passes from Geno Smith to Trey Tucker, the Commanders got a 41-24 win. Washington 2-1. Vegas 1-2.
I'll tell you what. I don't like Mariota, but the last two times he started for Jaden, well, I think he came in almost immediately in relief of Jaden Daniels last year. Against Carolina, and then this game, like, they don't miss a beat when Mariota goes in there. That's 2 years in a row.
All right, we had a wild one between the Eagles and the Rams. This was kind of an ugly game. Then the Eagles had a big comeback, but then it was the Rams that went with a chance to win it. This was a late game. They were trailing. They had a chance to kick a game-winning field goal when this happened.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again. This time Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on.
All right, don't need to fat shame. My goodness.
Yeah, what the world?
Yeah.
Like, I guess so. But, yeah, kind of a wild game. The Eagles were down at one point 26-7.
Yeah, I was.
Came back and won 33-26.
I was ready to mock them because, like, it's like, no kidding, the Eagles suck on offense because all they ever do is do this stupid tush push that should be outlawed and shouldn't be allowed. And then in the second half, they open it up. Yeah. They start throwing to A.J. Brown. They start
touchdown
throwing to Devontae Smith.
Yep.
And, you had that,
right? Bozo.
That was, yeah, no, nice work. We never get any predictions right, but good work. but yeah, they started looking like an actual functional offense.
Yep.
So, all right, good for them.
Philly 3-0, Rams are 2-1. What about the Seahawks and the Saints?
What happened?
This was not a good game.
All the way back to his 6-yard line. Horton on the return at the 20, right up the middle to the 30. Now Horton to the outside. Torrey Horton down the sideline. And it's a touchdown. 5 yards.
Well, kick return touchdown there for the Seahawks. They would blow out the Saints 44-13. Seattle's 2-1. Sam Darnold, a couple of touchdown passes. Jackson Smith and Jigba had one of them. Saints now 0-3. I think they are the worst team in the league. But again, the Giants are in the mix. There are a few bad teams.
They have been scrappy the first 2 weeks at home. You could see this blowout coming. JSN, by the way, looks incredible.
He's sick.
Like, they barely even threw yesterday, and he racked it up. So he looks like a big, big, big breakout candidate this year. He did it at the end of last year, and he's carried it over to the beginning of this year.
All right, Chicago Bears looking for their first win of the year, hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
What happened?
Oh, finally a good one for my guy Caleb Williams.
Fourth and goal, Williams looking, pressure, throws, car, touchdown, DJ Moore.
Four touchdown passes for Caleb Williams. You heard one to T.J. Moore. Had an awesome play to Luther Bird in the third on a flea flicker where he threw the ball about like 80 yards. 31.
Yeah, not a great relay from Swift on that. It was like
he threw like way up in the air.
Up in the air like forever waiting for it.
Good point. It might have been the worst flea flicker, like, I guess that would be
the
flea.
Back. Yeah.
Flea. The flicker was great. The
flea. Williams flicked the crap out of it.
Oh, yeah. Tom Brady, like, gasped.
The flea was a problem.
The flea was terrible. Yeah. But he made up for a bad flea, had an awesome flicker.
Yep.
31-14, your final. Yeah, Luther Burden, big breakout day for him. Cowboys got smoked at home. Ben Johnson's first win as a head coach.
Yeah, so let me give it to your guy, Caleb Williams.
Thank you.
Yesterday, he looked awesome. Yep. I mean, he made some throws. The throw across his body, going right to his left to DJ Moore in the end zone. The second left his hand, I'm like, well, that's a pick.
Yep.
And he drilled that thing in there to DJ Moore. So good day for Caleb Williams. Yep. I still don't like him, but I'll give it to him.
All right, what about the Cardinals and the 49ers?
What happened?
Well, this was kind of a wild game. The Cardinals took the lead in the fourth quarter on a safety, holding call in the end zone, safety. So it was 15-13, but there was way too much time on the clock for Mac Jones as he orchestrates a drive, which ended in this.
Sweeps it, delivers it, and San Francisco is in first place. They win it at the horn.
If I told you that Mac Jones was going to lead a two-minute drill and Chad Ryland was going to cap it off with a field goal, you would have said, Keith, you're lying. There's no way. But the San Francisco 49ers are 3-0. Mac Jones is 2-0.
Did Chad Ryland get that field goal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad Ryland, right?
Yeah, it was him.
Okay, yeah.
I know he missed the kick, but he hit that one.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't not?
I thought they said Pinero, didn't they?
Yep.
Damn it, Nick.
Ryland plays for the Cardinals.
Dump it. I was like, wait a minute.
Everybody that says
I was like, I don't think that was Chad Ryland.
Damn it, Nick. You set me up. You know I'll read anything in the prompter.
Did I write Chad Ryland in there?
Yes. Nick, you screwed me again. No, it's Eddie Pinheiro.
There it is. Okay, but even still, Mac Jones and Eddie Pinheiro, I would not have thought that was going to happen.
All the people on Twitter who say I don't know ball are right.
Yeah.
Chad Ryland's on the other team.
Yeah, they got you there.
But he was booting balls through. Kendrick Bourne, though, is a part of the drive, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Twitch chat, which
is now...
We may or may not be banned from Twitch, by the way.
Not May.
Yeah. We are banned from Twitch.
I texted Terp, what's going on.
We're not on Twitch right now?
Yeah. No, not only are we not on, we're banned, I believe. But
ooh, the bad boys of Twitch and girls.
I saw this earlier. Mac Jones already this year as many career wins as Drake May.
All right, so who finishes the year with more wins? Brian from the Afternoon Show, he was saying a couple weeks ago he said Mac Jones is gonna have more.
It is gonna be Drake May, but look, I don't like that in 2 weeks Mac's already matched what Drake has done in a year plus.
So this is what it does to me. It doesn't really say anything about Mac Jones other than Brock Purdy never should have gotten paid. And my take that Brock Purdy's not that good, it couldn't have been more right.
Mm.
That's how I view it. But that's also one way, I guess. All right, last game we haven't hit on, NFC South matchup between the Falcons and the Panthers.
Penix with time is intercepted.
That's completely on Penix. 100%. He never saw him, Alex.
Blowout win for the Panthers, Jones. Your Carolina Panthers get their first win of the year, 30-0 over Michael Penix Jr. and the Atlanta Falcons, who they said they're standing by Penix, and they're not going to go to Kirk Cousins, although Kirk Cousins came into this game late.
Cousins got in there.
So we might see Cousins at some point. Maybe not to start week four, but I don't know how many more games like that he can have.
No.
But both Atlanta, Carolina, 1-2.
So what happened is Nick got knocked out of Survivor as well. I think it was a double win. Did you also start Penix in fantasy?
I did. I think he had 2 points.
He thought Chad Ryland kicked for the Niners.
That's a good point.
It was not a good weekend for me.
Rough sequence there for Nick.
I've had a bad weekend.
So there you go. That is what happened.
The whole thing's been a disaster.
Throughout the NFL. In week three, good Monday nighter tonight.
Disaster.
Thank you.
Over under, I think, 52.5 for that game tonight. So,
so you, me, and Terp are still in Survivor.
All
Billy
alive.
And Nick are out.
See ya.
Okay.
Yep.
Update the graphic accordingly.
We sure will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.